You're listening to SBS News.
On his way into number 10 to see the boss, Sajid Javid would have felt reasonably confident of keeping his job given he was due to deliver a much-anticipated Brexit budget in just 4 weeks. But things didn't go to plan. Sajid Javid says he was given an ultimatum by Boris Johnson: fire your entire team of advisers or you're out. He refused and jumped before he was pushed.
The conditions that were attached was a requirement that I replace all my political advisers. You know, these are people that have worked incredibly hard on behalf of not just the government, but the whole country, done a fantastic job. I was unable to accept those conditions. I don't believe any self-respecting minister would accept such conditions. And so therefore, I felt the best thing to do was to go.
Boris Johnson made the request, but many believe it's his controversial adviser, Dominic Cummings, the mastermind of the Brexit campaign, who is pulling the strings. No fan of Mr. Javid, Mr. Cummings recently said he wanted to fill the government with weirdos and misfits. The new Chancellor of the Exchequer is 39-year-old Rishi Sunak, who was a junior housing minister just 7 months ago.
Good afternoon, Chancellor. How do you feel about taking over in these circumstances?
I'd like to make a comment.
Delighted to be appointed. Lots to get on with. Thanks very much.
Are you going to be the Prime Minister's puppet?
There were other unexpected changes to Cabinet. The minister who recently helped restore Northern Ireland's regional parliament, Julian Smith, was sacked.
I think the Prime Minister has to choose who's in the Cabinet, who serves. I enjoy serving the people in Northern Ireland. We've done a lot of really good stuff. There's a lot more to do, but it's up to the Prime Minister.
As was the Attorney General, who played a vital role during Brexit negotiations. But it's the departure of the Chancellor that has Westminster talking. Mr. Johnson will be keeping a close eye on Mr. Javid. He's ambitious and is seen by many in the party as a potential future Prime Minister. As Theresa May can attest, beware former ministers lurking on the backbenches. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.